Cool. All right. Here we go. Howdy. It's Alternative Vashon, and this is show number 248 in the Collector's Series. It's March 2025. Here's the part that always sounds the same. Coming down in 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Alternative Vashon on Voice of Vashon Radio, 101.9 FM, coming to you from a dude's garage on beautiful Vashon Island. I'm Bill Reed. I'm the dude. Vashon Island is an actual island. It's located just outside Seattle, Washington, USA. Paul Westerberg of The Replacements is here.
But one of your solo records, right?
He's doing one of his solo things. You'll recognize it. Paul Westerberg here in the Alt Vashon Garage.
Glances so hard to read. I misconstrued your mean. Slip me a napkin, and now it's a start. Is this your name or a doctor's eye chart? I try and comprehend you. I got a dyslexic heart. I am dying to offend you. I got a dyslexic heart. Table is ready. It's a library or a bar. Between the covers, I'm so you and ready. A half angel, half a toy. I try and comprehend you, but I got a dyslexic heart. I ain't dying to offend you. I got a dyslexic heart.
to shave. Shape it up. Get straight. Go forward. Move ahead. Try to detect it. It's not too late.
Tonight I feel like I'm gonna let loose or something. I feel like something incredible is really gonna happen here. I feel so excited, I don't know why. I feel it. I'm glad you came.
Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked away across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. Candy came from out on the island. In the back room she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head. Even when she was given head, she says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go doo 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 doo. Little Joe never once gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. All right. Ha. Jackie is just speeding away. Thought she was James Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that patch. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, doot 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 doot.
Hard to overstate the importance of Lou Reed to alternative rock. Walk on the Wild Side came out in 1972. A song about the seamy underbelly of the New York City art scene. And transsexuals, kinky sex, hard drugs, you know. Somehow it became a top 40 hit. And Lou's biggest song. Again, Walk on the Wild Side. Devo with Whip It. Paul Westerberg live in the Alt Fashion Garage. Dyslexic Heart. Just a minute. I need to take a cleansing breath. Okay, now the show is Alternative Vashon, Classic Alternative on Voice of Vashon Radio 101.9 FM. Bill Reed, your host with the most. Green Day on the way, also The Cure. Long Lost Song goes back to 1997 in about a half hour. And Chris Cornell, he of Soundgarden, hangs out in 15 minutes or so.
Let's get ready to rumble! I kept the moving.
asunder. And there's a thunder in our hearts, baby. So much hate for the ones we love. Tell me we both matter, don't we? You.
This is Billy Joel Armstrong from Green Day. Thanks for listening to Alternative Vashon with Bill Reed.
Down and
from the American Idiot album, Holiday, essentially a big FU to then President George Bush the second. I never thought I'd miss George Bush. Before that, how about that cover of Running Up That Hill, the Kate Bush song, covered by Placebo? Soundgarden outshined at the top off 1991's Bad Motorfinger album, came out around the same time as Nirvana's Nevermind and Pearl Jam's 10 record, and pretty much a good snapshot of what was going on here musically in Seattle at the time. Super heavy, super grunge. Chris Cornell of Soundgarden is here. You were talking about the moment that you realized that you needed to change up your sound.
That moment where we were a band that had been together since 1984, and even though we hadn't released records until 87, something like that, we had written a lot of songs, and we'd recorded a lot of demos, and we were at a point where I think with Bad Motorfinger, we had kind of made a defining album for that early period Soundgarden thing. And none of us really wanted to repeat it. And I also think that, you know, for keeping us interested, we needed to somewhat reinvent ourselves. And we didn't sit and like have a band meeting and talk about reinventing ourselves. We just started doing different things.
My youth. Mr. Powers, we're not so different, you and I. However, isn't it ironic that the very things that you stand for, free love, swinging, parties, are all now in the 90s considered to be evil?
Thank you.
The. God, that's a terrible band name. Dogs of Lust from The came out in 1993. Johnny Marr from The Smiths on guitar on that track, although The is essentially a guy named Matt Johnson and a revolving cast of hired hands. There's a new The album out, their first in like 25 years, album called Insolvement that's worth checking out. The Cure, In Between Days, Soundgarden, Black Hole Sun off Super Unknown, definitely Soundgarden's most commercial record and the band's biggest seller for sure. Bill Reed here, Alternative Vashon, Voice of Vashon Radio, 101.9 FM, yada, yada, yada. Long lost song coming up. Going back to 1997 for a nod to International Women's Day, which happened a few days ago. It's March 2025, in case you're listening on demand in the future, perhaps hundreds of years in the future on a completely different planet. Going to check out a 1997 track that planted the flag for tough, no-nonsense women everywhere. Big hit. The album went platinum. It's 1997, next on the Long Lost Song.
Support for VOB comes from Come On Barber, offering mobile appointments, pop-up barbershops, and more. Come On Barber reminds the Vashon community to stay spiffy and stay classy. Find out more at www.comeonbarber.com. That's C-M-O-N Barber, all one word, .com. Vashon Island Golf and Country Club has something for everyone in the family. Golf, tennis, swimming, fun social activities, and more. The club is now accepting new associate and racket memberships. There is a waiting list at this time for proprietary memberships. Call 206-463-9410 with any membership questions. Public guest play is welcome on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays after 12 noon.
Okay, time for the Long Lost Song. On Alternative Vashon, every week we pluck a track from the alt-rock canon, focus upon it with laser-like intensity, and talk a little bit about what was going on around us when that song was on the radio. This time around, the year is 1997. Where were you in 97? Here's a catchphrase from that year. See if you can place it. I'm king of the world! Okay, that was too easy. Leonardo DiCaprio in the film Titanic, which was huge in 1997, as was Austin Powers, starred Mike Myers as an oversexed womanizing spy from the late 60s. He was unfrozen after 30 years of suspended animation, and it's a story of him dealing with the much-changed world of the late 90s. Austin Powers probably would have been tossed out of Lilith Fair, launched in 1997 as the antithesis of testosterone-driven music festivals like Lollapalooza and the Warped Tour. Lilith Fair starred all women performers. Headliners included Fiona Apple, the Indigo Girls, and today's long-lost song artist. Out of 1997, here's Meredith Brooks with Bitch. It's today's long-lost song on Alternative Vashon.
World today, you're so good to me, I know, but I can't change. Tried to tell you, but you look at me like maybe I'm an angel underneath, innocent and sweet. Yesterday I cried, you must have been relieved to see the softer side. I can understand how you'd be so confused. I don't envy you. I'm a little bit of everything. I'll roll into one. I'm a bitch. I'm a lover. I'm a child. I'm a mother. I'm a sinner. I'm a saint. I do not feel ashamed. I'm your hell. I'm your dream. I'm nothing in between. You know you wouldn't want it any other way. So take me as I am. This may mean you'll have to be a stronger man. Rest assured that when I start to make you nervous and I'm going to extremes, tomorrow I will change and today won't mean a thing. I'm a bitch, I'm a lover, I'm a child.
It's the long-lost song on Alternative Vashon out of 1997. Meredith Brooks, Bitch, off her platinum-selling album, Blurring the Edges, by far Meredith Brooks' biggest selling record. She's had a lot of others, including Children's album in 2007. Not too hard to hear the influence of Alanis Morissette's monster 1995 hit, You Oughta Know, in Bitch. Just saying. Catch the long-lost song every week right here on Alternative Vashon, Voice of Vashon Radio, 101.9 FM.
I want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater? Does she speak eloquently? And would she have your baby? I'm sure she'd make a really excellent mother. Cause the love that she gave every babe wasn't able to make it up for you to be open wide. No. And every time you speak her name, does she know how you told me to help the world till you die? Till you die, but I'm still alive. And I'm here to remind.
She's pissed. Who hasn't been there? That perhaps the greatest breakup song of all time, Alanis Morissette, You Oughta Know. her breakout smash out of 1995. Bitch by Meredith Brooks came out about a year and a half later. That makes sense. Bill Reed bringing the classic alt every week, hand-forged in my Vashon Island garage and served up hot on the old-school airwaves by Voice of Vashon Radio, 101.9 FM. On demand anytime at voiceofvashon.org. Subscribe on Mixcloud and have the show delivered to your inbox every week. That's what the cool kids are doing. I got to get out of here. Got to catch a ferry.
Oh, listen, one more thing. It'll just take a second.
I'll leave you with another breakup song. This one written from a dude's perspective. A song called Fat from Violent Femmes. See you next week.
Good night and party on.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth.
I hope you got fat. I hope you got really fat. 'Cause if you got really, really fat, you just might want to see me come back. I hope you got fat. Help me out. Hey, I don't care. I don't care how heavy or how skinny. I don't care, I don't care, no, how heavy or how skinny. Just give me something to love. A little extra weight would never look no nicer on nobody else. See me come back, I hope.